Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Stephen A. Smith, the sports commentator, suggested that this was revenge from the president for all the kind of left-wing activism of the NBA. Your response to that, 15 seconds.
I'm the FBI director. I decide which arrest to conduct and which not to conduct. That may be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard out of anyone in modern history. And I live most of my time in Washington, D.C. It's right up there with Adam Schiff. We arrest people for crimes.
Cash Patel yesterday responding to this really weird story. There's so many different things involved in it. Poker, maybe fixing NBA games. I don't know. It's kind of hard to wrap my brain around the whole thing. That's why I was hoping Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio might be able to clear all that up for us. Good morning.
Good morning. I think it's hard for most people to wrap their brains around this. Question for you. Whose list would you rather be on, the mafia crime families or the FBI?
Yeah. The FBI's, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably maybe a safer bet, but in total, 34 people arrested across 11 states, among them Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and a former Cleveland Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones. This is part of a wide-ranging investigation related to alleged illegal sports betting and rigged poker games, that from the FBI, that again says this was a years-long investigation, the culmination of years of work putting this together, involving tens of millions of dollars, and that also involves charges against four mafia families and organized crime networks, and what the U.S. Attorney's Office says was a mind-boggling amount of fraud. Billups, arrested in Oregon, charged in a separate indictment alleging a wide-ranging scheme of underground poker games using that were backed by mafia families, using essentially technology to steal millions from victims, including counting machines. We haven't been talking about the Gambino, the Genovese, the Bonanno families for decades. I think you kind of lose track of,
right.
of that, but they're back, and these guys are essentially accused of using threats and intimidation to assure that they got the payments from these debts from these alleged rigged games, and illegal poker games organized by the defendants, according to prosecutors.
And pretty I'm sorry, Jeff, but pretty smart on their part using high profile athletes who like to play poker to draw in the other players, right? To draw in high stakes gamblers.
Yeah, right, the people they get
and
scammed,
victimize them.
Right.
Yeah, and also involved in the alleged scheme to use private insider NBA information, for which Rozier and others are charged. According to the indictment, Rozier and other defendants had access to private information known by NBA players or NBA coaches, essentially who was injured, who was not playing. That would likely affect the outcome of the games or players' performance. Former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones accused of providing insider information, including a Lakers-Bucks game back in 2023, where the FBI says he's accused of texting a co-conspirator to get a big bet on Milwaukee tonight because LeBron is going to be out of the game for an injury. Now, LeBron has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but he was close to this guy. So this guy would have had that kind of information. And the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York calls this one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the U.S. This story has legs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a movie at some point.
It is going to be a movie. You know, I'm thinking, I said this earlier to Dan here, that sports betting becomes legal in Missouri. Actually, it's already legal. It's just taken them a while to get all the infrastructure in place. Supposedly around the 1st of December, I think, is when the first bets are going to be able to legally be placed. And you got to think, if you're already somebody who's actively sports betting, you may be looking back at your losses over the last year or two and wondering how many times you were a victim of this, because you thought the over was going to be 160 in a game and you didn't know that the fix was in.
Yeah. Well, in you know, sports books in multiple states, they were flagging suspicious betting interests on Rozier's statistics ahead of a Charlotte Hornets game back in 2023. There was an unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor, totaling about $14,000. They came forward with that, but you know, is it 1,000, couple thousand, 10,000 a pop in terms of betting? Rozier made $96.3 million in a four-year contract. Most people in this country don't make that .3, in 4 years.
Right.
And,
right.
It's wild. And his case is connected, allegedly, to a betting scandal involving former Toronto Raptors center Jontay Porter, who you remember was banned from the NBA last year for his role in a gambling scheme around player prop bets. Four men, including Porter, have pled guilty in that case. Two other men have been named as co-conspirators. I bet they're talking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet too.
They're singing.
You might have said that yesterday, Dan.
Said
I'll bet
they're canaries. They're that. Canaries in a cage, man. I promise you, they are singing and giving up names, and a big part of the evidence in this case, I think we're going to find, came from that initial arrest.
And Porter's a big name here in Missouri because his brother played for the University of Missouri. Did Jontay play? Yeah. He didn't play for Missouri, did he?
No.
I don't know. I don't think he did, but his brother did, Michael Porter, and that's why everybody knew that name immediately.
St. Louis does have a connection, though. A well-known drug dealer who had gone away to prison, got out, Eric Ernest. They called him Spook. And he's one of the indicted in this case. St. Louisan. Huh. So, hey, we have one claim to fame in all of this.
How about that?
Yeah. Hey, but why, you know, my question is why? You know, why would these professional athletes who, as you point out, make tens of millions of dollars, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, Chauncey Billups, not only was he a head coach and a Hall of Fame player, but he was a smart businessman. He had a lot of private ventures. Why would they take this gamble? I mean, literally, that's a play on words. But why would they take the chance of losing it all in a criminal indictment working with the mob? To me, it's a head scratcher. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. You know, going from millionaire lifestyle to living in an apartment under a different name that the FBI gives you at some point. an apartment up in Maine. I don't know. It's under the witness protection program. I don't know. I can just tell you what the NBA says, and they says that, look, we're reviewing the federal indictment announced today. Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups being placed on immediate leave from their teams and will continue to cooperate with relevant authorities and take these allegations to the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains top priority. It's interesting if you follow socials of late, because now people are coming forward with videos of games and players going nuts when they were winning games, but maybe they didn't make the spread, and kind of, you know, covering their mouths and kind of talking, where it looks kind of like suspicious. But I guess in this kind of frame, maybe they were in on that too. It's all the co-conspirator, the conspiracy theories are coming forward. So it's wild. This story's only going to get bigger, and these guys are in a lot of trouble.
Well, movie Jeff, rights forthcoming.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to write a book
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Jeff Manasso, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.